Hey guys, welcome to episode 4 of the Theory Hammer podcast. As always, I am your host, Jared.
This is Dalton.
And, this episode we've got some things to go through. Not as much as last week, but last week was a little long. Or not last week, last episode, rather. So I say we just kind of jump right on into it. So, the first thing that we got here is the, New Psychic Awakening, Greater Good, is out now for purchase.
Sweet.
And it is, if you weren't aware, it is the Tau Empire, the Astra Militarum, so no Death Guard, like people thought, and then Gene Stealer Cult. For me, I'm very happy, because Gene Stealer Cult. And honestly, that makes more sense than Death Guard to me, with the whole Greater Good theme and all that. But one of the things that they did add for Astra Militarum is creating your own, like, regiment doctrine.
I heard they were doing this, and I love the fact they did it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure exactly how it works. I didn't really delve into it, other than just seeing that it was a thing. But if it works anything like the, you know, create your own Space Marine chapter, like, I bet you could do some pretty cool stuff. I wonder if it is, like, because a lot of the Create Your Own Space Marine chapter is, it's just, you treat it like a successor chapter, so they'll have, like, successor traits that you choose from as your chapter tactic.
Well, the reason I'm mainly excited about this is I've always liked Talarn,
but
good luck finding Talarn models that aren't Forge World or Metal.
Yeah.
Or just good luck finding Talarn.
Pretty much Metal, yeah.
And I'm looking at this going, awesome, so I can take a bunch of Kaitan Guardsmen, slap Talarn paint on them, and, well, they're a branch off of Talarn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And give them their regiment doctrine. And go, yay, I've got Han now.
And another cool thing with that is, I'm always really big into, like, freedom of choice and stuff for players. So now, and it might just be my problem, but when it comes to painting my minis, I, always, like, I'll look at, like, a successor chapter, like, tactic. Like, there's one called the, I think it's called, like, Sons of Gilliman or something. It's where, you can, I believe it is, it's something like re-rolling hit rolls or something. It's better than the Ultramarines chapter tactic, like, tactically.
Yeah.
But I don't like the successor chapter's color scheme that it's tied to. And I know, my army, my choice, I can paint it as what I want, but me looking at it, I'm like, yeah, but that's not, like, Nova Marines or whatever the successor chapter is.
Yeah. It's like kind of like Tyranids. It's like, you can paint them whatever you want, but if you're going to do High Fleet Leviathan, you might as well just paint them High Fleet Leviathan.
And again, that might just be me and how I think, but that is how I think.
I mean, that's me. I'm running Hydra, and I want to see my guys in Hydra colors.
They also added, I think, new rules for, like, expanded, actual regiments. Like, now, Tempestus Scions have, like, 5 different, like, Tempestus Orders.
Wow.
Yeah.
That isn't nice.
And that's the only, because, I mean, Tempestus is, like, my favorite guard regiment, so that's the only ones I was really paying attention for, like, rules and stuff. So I don't know if there's, like, different, you know, Cadian regiments or anything like that. But I don't know, it just seemed like a really nice addition, and I don't know if it's something that I'll go out and immediately pick up, but as far as Psychic Awakening goes, Greater Good's probably going to be the first one that I buy.
Well, it's like, I need to go back and get Devastation of Baal, because apparently
a
lot of Tyranid stuff came in, and when I got on, finally had Battlescribe get updated, finally, properly. It's just like, what's all this new stuff? Checked out the resource. Oh, Devastation of Baal. Well.
That was me with my,
I don't need to go buy that.
Ultramarines before I bought the new Space Marine Codex. I just had the old Space Marine Codex for 8th edition and the supplement for Ultramarines. And I went to go build an army in Battlescribe, and I was like, what is this, like, tactical doctrine? This wasn't in here before. And I was like, oh, it's new Codex stuff. So I definitely understand that.
Because they
got unique
some,
problem that
they
that
got
brings.
New bio artifacts and stuff. It's like they have adaptive biology now. What the hell is adaptive biology?
Right. But I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, as far as all the psychic awakenings, this is the one that I'm most just excited for, just in general.
I wonder if they're gonna do one for orcs.
That's the next one.
Oh yes.
Because they are releasing. Well, they've released some art already. Naturally, it's orcs beating up on Tau. Everyone beats up on Tau.
Yeah, even Tau beat up on Tau.
But they're releasing a new. Come on, what is this? Gazgul Thraka. That's it. Like the mega orc boss.
Oh yeah, I know you're talking about.
They're releasing a new model for him, and that's pretty much just what's going around the...
I mean, yeah, I want that.
The web is...
I want that.
That orcs are going to be the next psychic awakening, because they haven't been in one yet, and GW said that every single faction is getting treatment in psychic awakening. So I would be excited to see what orcs get, especially if they get new models, because I know a lot of orc stuff, they have a lot in plastic now, but... there's still some models that are still in resin and metal. Mostly resin. So it would be cool to get some plastic models for them. But I just like the look of orc models.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, if I ever get tired of Tyranids, or I get to that point where I feel I have enough Tyranids to not really need to be buying more Tyranids, I think it would be either orcs or Adeptus Mechanicus.
Yeah.
Maybe a Chaos, maybe just Demons of Chaos.
Well, if you want to do Demons of Chaos, I can give you an HQ unit to start yourself on the way. I've got a Demon of Khorne that I don't actually use.
I mean, that would be who I'd do it. If I'm going to do demons, well, I might as well as...
I figured.
I might as well as go...
I figured you were a Khorne man.
Well, I mean, blood for the blood god, skull for skull thrust.
I'm more of a Slaaneshi follower myself, but I think that wasn't a surprise to anybody.
No, I wasn't, no. I think we'd have both been pleasantly surprised if we were both Tzeentch.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Nurgle.
Yeah, demons and Nurgle, like, they're funny looking.
They're funny, but I'd honestly probably be more terrified of a demon of Nurgle than anything else.
But I don't know, like... I wanted to do demons at one point because you could use them in like Age of Sigmar and stuff, and then I was like, yeah, but
there's actually some Age of Sigmar demons I'd want to bring into the army, like that demon hound.
Well, a lot of the stuff for demons when I was looking, there's a lot of models that are like, I don't think it's quite Warhammer Fantasy, but it's like closer to that era, so it's models that are kind of hard to find. I mean, outside of buying them from GW, but. I mean, how many people do that nowadays?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Next on the docket, I think we've pretty much covered all of the psychic awakening that is purview to us.
Yeah.
We got Death Guard now in Blackstone Fortress, which I still have not looked into. Blackstone Fortress.
I looked into it a little bit, and it looks like it's going to be nothing but Dungeon Crawl. If I'm not mistaken.
Because the only thing I know about it is that it's a board game, and that's all I got. Oh, and it's 40K. It's a 40K board game. But, I don't know, if they, well, they are, it's up for pre-order now to buy the, like, Death Guard box for Blackstone Fortress. I might look into it, since I'm going to be doing Death Guard now anyway.
We might need to look into it, because...
And, you know, just another game to play is never bad. But,
we have so many we need to get to play.
We've got Warhammer Underworlds.
Warcry,
I'm right now painting, well, priming Necromunda models.
Night Vault, which is behind us, that we played one game and did atrociously wrong every inch of the way.
Then upgrading it to Beastgrave, but that's basically the same thing.
And then the 200 points of nids I'm working on.
Yep, and then I've got Death Guard and, to a certain degree, Space Marines, but right now it's pretty much just Death Guard. So yeah, in Blackstone Fortress, since I'm running Death Guard, I might look into it a little more. But we've got a lot of games we gotta go through. After that, we have... we're moving on to the Age of Sigmar side of things. Yes. they've released for pre-order a lot of HQ units just for various factions.
Yeah.
Some of them were... I mean, I don't know if they all were. Some of them definitely are more for... they were in, like, box sets that you can't buy anymore. Like, they added the Ogre Tyrant model that was only in the Feast of Bones was what it was called.
Okay.
Box set. So now you can just buy it. Because before you couldn't do that without buying that box set. And then other than that, they've got Skaven. Looks like they have a newer HQ. That's some Grand Allegiance of Death. Flesh Eater Court, that's it. Not really sure. And there's the Ogre Tyrant. The one... that I want out of all of these is gotta be this loon boss on giant cave squig.
It's Gretchen riding the damn squig.
I think at this point I'm playing goblins in Age of Sigmar.
If you don't, I will be sorely disappointed in you.
Because every time I look at just any goblin thing, I'm like, yeah, that goblins. Makes a lot of sense.
Goblins.
But other than that, all the other, like, there's just different HQs for the various factions of Age of Sigmar. And on that point, for Warcry, I'll go ahead and reopen this because it actually has the models. They released a model you're going to be a little happy about.
Yes, the Mindstealer Spherix.
They finally released that for pre-order. They've done the Ogroid Myrmidon already.
If I hadn't just dropped $110 on Nids.
Yeah, that's usually me when GW releases a pre-order list. It's always right after I've bought like hundreds of dollars worth of something else.
Just bought $110 worth of Warriors. And I'm just looking at this Myrmidon Mindstealer Sphinx. And I'm like, I want this. If not to even play, I just want to build it, have my friend here paint it, and then just put it up somewhere. Where no harm can come to it.
And they also released this Formoroid Crusher, which was that like wolfen looking ogre that we talked about whenever we first looked at these models.
Oh yeah.
I don't know like anything about any of these models really, because I haven't really looked into Warcry. But I know a lot of people use the Myrmidon in Blood Bowl as a Minotaur. They just, you know, cut the weapons off. And then they use this Formoroid Crusher as either, like, an ogre or, you know, something to that fashion.
Neat.
As, like, a, you know, like a star player or whatever. And that's one thing I love about the Blood Bowl community. It's because they're like, oh, we're not getting new models? Then we'll just steal yours and make our own. So I thought that was it was pretty creative to use these models in Blood Bowl as various things. Next up, continuing on with this Warcry thing, we've got the faction cards. Maybe, if my internet didn't die.
The Black Dinosaur of Death.
Which I think is just, no, some of these are new. They weren't just the ones that were up for pre-order. We've got, because these are new pre-orders.
Yes.
I'm smart, don't worry.
Sylvaneth?
Yeah, those are like the tree people, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Then you've got the Stormcast Ethereals, Sacrosanct Chamber. I'm assuming that's just some other division of Stormcast Eternals.
Yeah, that sounds like it's a vault.
You got the Blades of Khorne.
Yes.
You've got the Demons of Khorne. There's the, the Nurgle, Space Marines.
Magokin of Nurgle. Rotbringers.
They're like the... Well, I don't want to say human, but they're more human than... Well, that's not true either.
They're more demon than human.
Yeah, but they're like the human version, you know, or the human division of Nurgle.
Nurgle.
And then, obviously, the Demons of Nurgle. Then you have... Hedonettes of Slaanesh. So, you know, me. That's me.
Damn it,
And then the Lizardmen also now have Warcry cards.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, well, I now have to save up money and go buy that Warcry. starter box to get Lizardmen, to get started with the Lizardmen.
After that, that pretty much ends our Age of Sigmar side. Now we're technically going back to 40K in a sense. They've released kind of like a Psychic Awakening kind of deal for Necromunda. It's like a faction specific stuff. So the first one they've released is called House of Chains, and it's for if you, Dalton, because obviously audio listeners can't see this, I've got some Goliath models right here.
Yeah, I was looking at those earlier.
It is focused all around them, and it's added a lot of new models, like these. I'm assuming these are all just like special weapons. But I mean, like, some of these guys look really cool. There's a guy in here that has like some kind of like welder or something that he uses just as a weapon. You've got a rock saw, it looks like. That triggers my inner gene stealer. And other than that, they've also added, well, they've added the tactic cards that are updated if they weren't available, or if they were still available online. But it appears they've sold out, so...
Hopefully they restock them, otherwise it's going to be a sad day.
Rip me. Another thing that they've added, though, with all of these, is you can use Ogryns now. Well, I think you always could, I think. But maybe they've just, like, expanded on the rules. And I guess I don't have that link. But, I don't know, the Ogryns, they look... They've got some pretty unique sculpts. Let me see if I can just do a quick cursory Google search and bring those up. Ogryns Necromunda. Yeah, yes. They have this one. I mean, you can build it with other weapon options. They have one here. And I just love it because he's got one arm.
No, yeah. Yeah. Right there. Is he an HQ?
But you can see, you can do it like that because you can see where it's the same nubbin, but
you can
the arm is glued on.
Yeah.
On it. But I just like, I think if I bought these, I would totally just have one with no arm because that, I mean, that's character.
Yeah.
You know, being dismembered.
I mean, he's necro. He's a ganger. How does he have the money to get a arm?
Other than that, that's pretty much all they've added so far. House of Blades is the next one, and that's Escher, and that is my other favorite gang. Yeah, I get it. Both of those gangs are the ones that are in the starter box, but I can like them even if they're starter box gangs.
I didn't say nothing but you not like them.
I know, but you know people.
I know people.
So I'm really excited to see what models they add for that, because Escher, unlike House Goliath. House Goliath, as you can tell, meaty boys. They are very meaty boys.
Yeah, I kind of got that vibe from them.
I'm not really sure. I haven't really, like, dug into the lore or anything on them other than just appreciating the models. But I know that, unlike the Goliath, the Escher, which is an all-female gang, they use chemical warfare more than they do, you know, just doing drive-bys, you know, in the hood.
Huh.
They focus more on, like, a chemical-based attack, which I like the idea of just chemical warfare in a hive city.
I mean, the air itself is not a friendly
thing.
It
might as well be a chemical weapon.
Yeah, just breathing in the air without a rebreather could kill you.
So, with the House of Blades being the next book, and I'm not sure when its, like, release date is, but I'm excited for that one. I really want to see what models come with the Escher. Speaking of new models, oh boy, this Goliath model, oh, look at this boy.
Oh my gosh,
it is the Goliath Zerker. It is a very big, just huge, beefy boy. I'm not really sure what he, like, serves in the gang as far as... I mean, I assume you just, like, hire him like you do gang members. But I need one. Frankly, I need one. It's just a need at this point.
No!
Oh, no! Tyranid is in half! What a shame! And at $40, like... Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, I want one. Oh, so bad I want one.
So that's just what we do for our birthday and Christmas is, I'll buy you a Zekker. Go buy me a Sphinx.
I don't even want you to... Okay, Sphinx, that's not bad. I thought you were about to just drop a whole lot of Tyranid on me. I was like, I don't even know what your list is.
Go buy me one of those Sphinxes.
Yeah, I don't know. I really want one. And on the subject of Blood Bowl converting, I have seen where some people are talking about doing, like, a head swap and stuff and using these as rat ogres for Skaven Blood Bowl teams.
I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea. I think I would rather try and just track down the Warhammer Fantasy rat ogres, because... I can't remember how many came in a box, but I know at least one of them didn't have a weapon in his hand already.
Yeah.
So just use that. But that's just kind of my own personal view on that. But yeah, that pretty much closes out the Necromunda side of things, but I don't know. I'm pretty excited for the House of Chains Goliaths and really excited to see what the Escher's book is going to be about. Well, let's see. What are we at?
21.
We're
about to break 22.
Let's try and get at least a half hour out of this.
Oh, I think we can. We still have a few more things.
And we've got one big thing we need to talk about.
Yes, we do.
So I figured adding more Black Library stuff, but I figured if we can just, you know, add one or two little things here and there, just because, at least with me now getting more into buying the books and stuff... One of the cool things that I've found following the Black Library's Instagram page is they do like a Monday release for their like ebooks and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's all, at least so far that I can tell, it's all the like, you know, $4 little like 50 page short stories, which some people I've seen aren't too happy with it, especially reading, like, reviews and stuff on Kindle ebooks, which is what I buy my Black Library books through, personally. I've seen a lot of people where they're mad because it's like, well, it's $5, but it was 50 pages, and I'm like...
It's about...
Yeah, because...
Every 10 pages is about a dollar.
Because that's why it's $4, is because it's 50 pages.
Yeah, that's pretty reasonable, actually.
And I don't know, the one for this week is called Voice of Experience, and I'm not quite done with it, but I'm right at the end. And yeah, I think it's like 47 pages, I think. But it's about a... I don't think she was like a commissar, but she was a higher up there guardswoman, who took like a whole battalion of guardsmen with her to join into the greater good, into the Tau.
Yeah.
And it talks about how she specifically has like a whole lot of trust within the Tau, like they put a whole lot of trust in her. And she helps on an investigation to kind of see what's going on in this, like, I think it's on a ship. That the Tau have, like, you know, commandeered.
Like Space Hulk type thing.
And they're, like, you know, retrofitting it and stuff like that, you know, to update all the technology, because, you know, Tau.
Yeah. Damn, space commies.
But they've had, like, a whole lot of, you know, terrorist attacks. So it's her and then a, I believe it's a, I want to say water cast, Tau, like, basically like a investigator, and they're trying to investigate this stuff, but there's a twist, It's a faction that, well, you should expect if you've been paying attention. Gene Stealers. Yep. The Gene Stealer cult might be infecting the Space Hulk. So that's kind of a little twist that they add. So I mean,
that makes me wonder, what happens if a Tau gets grabbed by a Gene Stealer?
Well, see, that's the thing, is once they had figured out in the book, once the protagonist, when she had figured out that it was Gene Stealers, she immediately started looking through, and she's like, well, how, like, how'd they get on the ship, and, like, who have they been getting a hold of, and what they, where I'm at in the book is they're going to investigate where the, what are they called? The Vespoid?
Yes. Vespid.
Where they stay on the Space Hulk, because they can, like, breathe in,
yeah, they live
like,
on a,
toxin
they
and
live
stuff.
On a damn death world.
So they, naturally, they, like, they're, where they hang out is where all the toxic air is, because they can breathe it, so they might as well, you know, stay there. And
somewhat safer.
They're going to investigate to see, and I cannot wait to see if there are Gene Stealer cult Vespoids, because that would just be the coolest thing to me. But I don't know, I liked the book, at least, you know, up until the point where I'm at in it. And yeah, it was like, I think $4.99 for like, yeah, 47 page. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I prefer shorter stories myself.
Where I like to sit down and like, when I decide to type, okay, I don't feel like reading it 2 hours later.
Yeah, but.
Two days later. I'm a quarter of the way through the book and I've read over 200 pages.
Reading is hard for me. I've never been good at it. So having shorter stories where I, it's the focusing part is where I have trouble with reading.
Yeah.
So having only like a 50-page book, I can read it in like, you know, a day.
Well, all those people on Audible complaining, I'm pretty sure they're bibliophiles that go through like books like candy.
Yeah. So I figured that when we do episodes of the podcast, I could just find whatever the Monday release was.
And talk about it.
And, you know, bring it up and talk about it, because I'll be buying it, because, yeah, like a $5 book every week or 2 weeks, like, yeah, I can do that. But, yeah, I don't know. So far, I'm really liking the book. I would definitely recommend checking it out if you're interested in the, like, just Tau, the Guevesa, which is the human helpers of the Tau, or also, like me, Gene Stealer cult. Because they have a little stake in that claim. But other than that...
I'm now curious what happens. Because we all know what happens when a human gets infested with a Gene Stealer parasite.
Yeah.
What happens if you get a Tau?
Probably a weaker Gene Stealer cultist.
Watch him be psychic.
I mean, probably.
Waking a psychic ability in a Tau that
I mean, you
counters
know,
all other BS.
Well, yeah, imagine if they get a hold of, like, an ethereal. That would be wild.
And before anyone out there thinks it, no, Space Marines cannot be infested with Gene Stealers. Their immune systems are too powerful.
Well, and that's like, I mean, Gene Stealer cult in the lore, of course, that's also just beating up on the Avatar of Kane. There was a Gene Stealer Avatar of Kane. It was an Avatar of Kane with four arms and a Gene Stealer face. You know, just...
Didn't he die?
The fragment of the Eldar God of War gets infested by a Gene Stealer. Like, come on.
I mean, Eldar and Tau are always getting beat up, though.
Truth. That is true words.
It is mankind's divine province to rule the galaxy. With bugs.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know. The book was... It was pretty fun read for me, anyway. Of course, I also am just amazed by the idea of the Guevesa, the human helpers. I just like that idea. I'm trying to convince... my sister, who's wanting to start running Tau, I'm trying to bully her into buying a box of Cadian Guardsmen.
Bully her?
Yeah.
Bully her are your words?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, because she was like, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a cool idea, but I'd just take Fire Warriors. And I'm like, but what if actually you buy this $10 box of Cadian Guardsmen?
I mean, Fire Warriors are how much?
She was like, well, 40, I think.
Oh, God. I'd take four boxes.
But that's for a box of 10. And they get, like, the drones and the, like, turret. But...
It's probably worth it.
pretty much the only thing you'd have to do with the guardsmen is you'd, and I don't even think you necessarily have to, but what you probably should do is, you swap out the, you know, the flashlight, the las gun for a, tau.
Pulse carbine.
Yeah, pulse carbine. And I don't know, I like, of course, I just like kitbashy stuff, just in general, whatever it is, but I don't know, I saw them and I'm like, if I run a tau, I'm gonna throw some of those in there.
No!
I think it would be cool.
Okay, I lost an arm.
If I could,
oh no!
There it is.
If I could, maybe buy the, what is her name? The female, commissar? Svenja Rain? It's something like that.
I can't think of her name.
Buying her and then using her as like a stand-in cadre fireblade to represent the book. The short story. So after that, what are we at? Oh yeah, we've broke 30. So, got any kind of closing thoughts about anything we've talked about?
I'm excited to see where... Age of Sigmar is going through End Times. I'm curious if we're going to try to bring it out of End Times.
Is Age of Sigmar going through End Times?
That's why all the factions are going through. Yeah, they started doing End Times because they started selling really bad.
Huh.
That's why all the human factions are together.
That's the first time I heard of it. Well. Man. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to do more research into it now.
I think they're going through End Times.
Yeah, I don't know. Pretty much, other than having fun building your Tyranids over there.
I had it. This one gave me no trouble. This other one here is being uppity.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to be equipped with two bone swords.
Well, that, no.
He's got a gun, so never mind.
No, he's going to get a gun. They all get a gun. I just don't think he wants to be with the Death Spitter.
Other than that, for closing notes, I guess, I'm excited for the Necromunda stuff, like I said. As well as, I don't know, I might look into the Greater Good. I just don't think I'm going to be playing any of the factions in it, at least not for a while.
I mean, Gene Stewart probably the only thing, isn't it?
Well, pretty much, yeah. And then, you know, for Jolie, my sister, for her Tau.
When is she going to start?
When she can get money to start.
She needs to get a driver's license.
I mean, she does. But that's a story for another time. So, outside of that, I guess the only thing we have to talk about is,
Rumor Engine and an event we're going
to. Well, yeah. So, there's a gaming store. I'm not really sure what to call it.
It would be a game shop. I'd call it a game shop.
That is opened up in basically our
backyard.
Hometown, kind of. It's not our hometown, but it's.
I'd say it's our backyard.
Yeah, it's where we both work. He is a Warhammer 40K player himself.
Yep.
And
he runs Necrons.
He is, starting a community for that store. At least from what I gather, that's what it is.
Yeah. He's got a bunch of new players so far, from what he said, mind you.
Yeah, we haven't. Cause
did I leave that body lower half over there? Yes, I did.
Yep. We haven't been able to meet a lot of the players just because our days off don't really mix with the days off of Warhammer days up there. But he is running a 200-point kind of meet and greet style little Warhammer 40K tournament.
Yep, 200-point, give or take.
And we've decided that we're going to take the time off and try and go.
I've got my vacation day put in already.
To ingratiate ourselves with the local Warhammer community.
And hopefully it goes okay.
And I figured that, you know, we could talk about what all we're bringing. Not that it's going to be anything, you know, mind-shattering, because 200 points. But
yeah,
I don't know. You've got a lot of models you're putting down on the table.
I mean, I may have to rebuild a warrior later, because this one is not loving me at all.
So, since you have more of a list, I figure I'll go first, because I'll go really fast. So, basically what I'm bringing for this 200-point game is a Death Guard, Lord of Contagion, because
okay.
I have one.
Yeah.
As an HQ choice. Also, patrol detachment, if people were curious, because 200 points. And then a 5-man squad of Plague Marines, just with standard... Well, I say that, it's, let's see, it's 1, 2, 3... 3 of them have bolt rifles and plague knives, 1 has bolt pistol and plague knife, and 1 has a plasma gun and plague knife.
Okay.
And that's 194 or 195 points.
So, let's see, that all you got?
Yeah, that's all I can squeeze in.
Yeah, mine, the guy said we could go over 200, and unfortunately I ended up doing that for the simple fact that an exact 200 point Tyranid army is, it's hard. it's hard. Because none of the HQ units are even numbers. They all end on odd numbers. So I'm coming in with a Tyranid Prime.
Which is a warrior.
Yeah, like it's a warrior HQ unit. Then I'm bringing in a warrior brood. And then I've got 3 Venom Thropes. The Venom Thropes, I don't know how they'll do.
Those are the non-psychic...
Yeah, they throw up in a miasma field, like around 6 inches from them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that
like,
now.
Give them, like, if anything shoots at infantry-style models, it is a +1 to hit. And if anything takes... It tries to fight a monstrous model in that effect, it is a +1 to hit.
Of course, do you have any monstrous anything in that 200-point list?
If I could, I would bring a Tyrant FX and just call it good.
Well, you know, yeah.
But Tyrant FX is like 300 some points.
True.
It was, I would immediately just not move and let everything come to me.
Yeah.
And just blow it off the field as it got within Overwatch.
Yeah, I'm just really waiting for his Necrons to just beat everybody because we're all new.
We watched a game of Necrons versus Space Marines. Don't know what chapter...
Yeah, I don't know what chapter he just didn't say. He just wasn't running Ultramarines.
And I'm not entirely sure what he was running. Because he got blew off the field, and it wasn't so much that he was running Space Marines. It was the fact that the other guy knew what he was doing.
Yeah. Because that's the thing, is like, a lot of people there were talking big game about his Necrons because he was shooting the guy that was playing Space Marines off the board. And while I'm sure, you know, his list building and stuff is pretty solid, the guy he was playing against, that was his first Warhammer
ever
experience. So I'm sure that had a, you know, a part to play in it as well.
Because, yeah, some of his bigger units he was keeping... I feel like he's playing a little too defensive with his Hellblasters. Personally. And his champion, like, he should have been... I'm not saying he should have been in melee with those Hellblasters, oh hell no, but he should have been more, let them come to me, I'm gonna shoot them.
But granted, also, I mean, Ben is a very... Ben is the guy that...
Yeah, he's the owner of the store.
He is a very experienced player.
Oh yeah, no, he knew what he was doing with those.
So I think it'll be exciting, but I think I can see a winner... And it might be of the Necron variety.
Well, because we don't know how experienced other people are going to be. We don't even know how many people are going to be
there.
Well,
I guess that's also true. I'm just assuming it's all new people.
I have a feeling that from what he said, it's a lot of Imperial Guards. So it's going to come down to like 4 people.
Yeah, truth.
It's going to come down to, oh, it's a bunch of Guardsmen. So, okay. All right. Yeah, no problem. Got Warriors.
You know, and then, you know,
One wound, AP minus 2 or 3 range attacks. Okay, it's just Guardsmen.
Chaos, love fighting loyalist, so.
Yeah. I feel like it's gonna come down to Necrons and Tyranids and Death Guard.
I don't even know if I'll make it that far. I bet it's gonna come down to you and him. Well, again,
actually,
not knowing lists.
You're discussing the resilience.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have
yeah.
to do it. If you get good rolls, you'll blow me off the fort, because I can't. If you get melee. But while my army can fight melee, I don't want them fighting melee.
True.
I want them shooty because of those Venom Thropes.
And I guess technically mine are the same way. Mine can fight in melee, but none of the models are, like, kitted out for it, so...
These guys are. They've got, the Prime and the Warriors are carrying Bone Swords.
Well, yeah, and I guess mine do have Plague Knives, so they're not as bad as I'm making them out to be.
Hey, they could be Tau.
They could be Tau.
They could be Tau.
You should get your roommate to buy those Tau models you were trying to convince him to buy.
Oh, those Pathfinders?
Yeah.
He's got like $100 to his name. I'm trying to get him to spend it all so I can have a right to kick him out.
Oh, Lord.
I'm joking. I am joking. I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it'll be fun. Mostly just for the getting to meet everybody. That's the only part I care about.
Yeah, I think that's pretty neat.
Of course, I never really care about, you know, winning or losing the game anyway. I'm just there to put models on the table and smash plastic together.
Well, what's going to happen is hopefully I can get these built, and then the next hour or so they'll solidify enough that I don't feel like they're going to
disintegrate. For sure. I think, like, the recommended waiting time on the glue to dry is, like, half an hour, so...
Yeah. So in a couple hours, we can go up there and run a game. And I don't want to fight Vin and his Necrons.
Well, you might have to.
Don't you have, like, your 200 points or whatever?
Oh, yeah, but... I mean, you want to just do that? Like, it'll get kind of boring, I would imagine.
I mean, I'll probably fight him. I want to play you first, and I don't want to just immediately...
Okay, so you want to go ahead and stroke your ego a little bit, giving yourself a win.
You beat me last time. Last time we played, you beat me.
True.
I didn't have an optimized list. This time I've started smaller, and I have a better list. Well, yes and no. I think
you know
me. That other list would probably still blow this one off the board.
I don't do optimization. Much to my...
Playing Tyranids. Let me just run a bunch of Tyrannic Warbeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, playing Tyranids. Let me immediately just run a bunch of Tyrannic Warbeds.
They get, like, reroll wound rolls, like...
And plus ones to hit. Didn't they?
I can't remember. But, I mean, even still, like... Okay, on their no AP, strength 4, 1 damage bolt gun...
They blew apart a squad of warriors!
Yeah. I don't think they're quite as good as you're making this horror story of Tyrannic Warbeds out to be.
No, well, the horror story was your rhino being locked in melee with a river swarm.
Yeah, and that's why you don't make gentlemen's agreements with Tyranids.
I charged him with a ripper. I could hit him, but couldn't wound him, and he just couldn't hit me. If you just hit me, you'd have killed me. Splat.
I'm pretty excited for it. Meeting all the new players and such, and actually getting to play... I mean, outside of today, naturally, but
yeah.
Getting to actually, you know, play a game of Warhammer.
That's more than just a gentleman's fun game between friends.
So, I guess now, since, look at that, we're over 40 minutes, so...
Tangents for the win.
This is why you guys listen to our stuff, right? It's because we start talking about stuff that doesn't matter to anything.
I feel like people skip a lot of our stuff.
Yeah, you know, you think people even listen to our stuff?
As long as they start the video, we get views.
Get it? Because we don't care. Oh, we do care. We care very much.
We do.
Please listen to the episode.
We do. We are being complete and utter bullshitting you. We love every one of you.
Here's the rumor engine. I don't even know what to begin to describe this as.
Orcs? No.
Dwarves. Could be. I mean...
Because nose ring, because they have the minotaur things.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I don't even know how to describe this to audio listeners.
Okay, take the face of a, I'm gonna say demon.
Sure.
Give it, like, vampire teeth, and then four really just, like, canine teeth. Nose of an ogre, and then put a giant, like, nose ring in it, and it's angry. And then, like, stud that with, like, horns and bits of bone.
If anyone who is in the unfortunate position that is listening to this episode...
Oh, wow.
Please, if you can draw, or if you can't draw, please try and draw what you just heard as a description for this and send it to the Instagram, which is TheoryHammerCast on Instagram. Because I would like to see what your brainscape kind of brought into being based on that description.
Oh, and angry eyes.
Yeah, don't forget angry eyes. I swear to God.
This thing looks angry.
If on the bizarre percentage...
That actually will do this.
Someone sends in a picture. If you don't have angry eyes...
You will be disqualified.
Yep. You know, from the competition we're running. You know what? You know what? You win for that. We'll put it on the Instagram page.
And next episode we'll probably give you a shout out.
Yeah, look at that. A whole, like... 20 people that follow that Instagram page is going to see your drawing. Again, assuming someone is
waiting
gonna,
for it to happen.
I mean, yeah. I
would be excited.
I mean, sure. But I mean, I know at least 3 people that listen to this. One of them can art, which is my sister.
She probably will.
Yeah, but other than that, I have nothing to say on this rumor engine. I don't even know where to begin to start on what this thing is.
Maybe Gloomspire.
I mean, again, I guess Age of Sigmar, like we do on every single rumor engine, but like, I really don't know a 40K anything that would be in.
Orcs.
But why? Like, on what?
I don't know. But War Boss? I don't know.
I don't think you know orcs, my friend. Yeah, I don't know, like...
Bitch, I am a connoisseur of the orc.
Okay, sure.
Of the orc society.
Yeah, that's all I got on this rumor engine.
That's all I got.
Is, I don't know what it is. Well, with that done, I would say that would be episode 4 in the bag. Now time
it's
to
been,
think of,
it's been 4. We've had 4 episodes. It does not feel like we've sat here and recorded 4 episodes.
Right? Or are we on episode 3?
No, we're on episode 4.
Yeah.
Because remember we had episode 1.
Yeah, and then
we had the introduction episode.
Yeah, we had episode 2, which was actually... No, we had episode 1, but is actually episode 2. Yep, that was episode 2.
Then we did... The last one we did was...
Where
we went through Black Library hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess that has been. Well... well, I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah. Oh, it's fun. Sit here and I slightly go like, oh, I don't like, I want to record, but I feel nervous. And then like halfway through, I'm like, I enjoy this too much.
Well, again, thanks to anyone who, you know, puts in a listen on Podbean. I understand that Podbean to some people can be, kind of annoying as far as an outlet, but I mean, I don't know, for the stuff that they give to, like, podcasters, I'm enjoying it. And, you know, anyone who's followed the Instagram, and I would say anyone who's joined the Facebook page, but I think the only people that are in it are people that we specifically have invited.
Yeah. People we know outside of this.
So, with that being said, if you do have a Facebook and would like to tie your name to a page of a podcast that isn't popular, please give us a like. That would be cool to interact with some more people. That's pretty much all I got for this episode.
Yeah, I can't think of any much more. Can you?
Nope. So, I have been Jared.
This has been Dalton.
And thanks for tuning in to episode 4. We'll catch you around.
Get on there, you damn arm.